Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to admit something. You want. Have you been scammed?
Yes, I have. I always try and cover it up. I've been scammed. You've been scammed. We've all been scammed. You got scammed. You fell for it hard. Yep.
This is the scam that's in the news today is so dumb. Look, we want you to call and tell your scam stories, and we'll voice disguise you or change your name. We'll do whatever you need so you don't have to feel stupid. But I don't think we got anybody this dumb listening.
What?
So, fans are getting scammed out of money by fake celebrity accounts.
Okay.
So, like, you get a tweet, you get a direct message from Bruce Springsteen.
Wow.
And you're like, wow, Bruce, which could totally happen. Bruce might be one of those dudes who occasionally reaches out to fans. I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what Bruce doesn't do.
Okay.
Hey, going through a divorce. My wife's taking everything. I know I don't know you, but I saw you commented on my Facebook page.
Oh.
Thought I'd reach out to you directly.
Wow.
Pew, 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 pew. Any way you can help a brother. After all the years I've given you the good music, my heart, my soul, my love.
Concerts that won't end and go on way too long, sorry.
Yes, no.
Yes, you've given that to me, Bruce.
I've given you all that. Any chance you can maybe
kick back?
Look, I'm not asking for cash. I just really need to hear some new music. Could you send me some iTunes gift cards? Because those you can just electronically send to this. And this is like a fake email account that I set up so that my wife can't find it.
What? That's this. So it's gift cards.
It starts there.
Oh, there's more layers.
And then
to
once
this.
You're dumb enough to start like rocking the gift cards, you're like, you know what? I know I said I wouldn't do this, but any chance you can Western Union a little bit at me?
Dang.
One woman was scammed out of $11,500.
Get out.
And she thought she was sending it all to Bruce Springsteen.
In these instances like this, I do not blame the scammers.
No.
I blame the stupid.
The scammies.
Yeah, you deserve that.
There are times when people are scamming the elderly, and I hate it because they're preying on. They're doing a good job with my parents right now. They send them emails that look super official.
Oh, no.
I mean, some of the scams, I've almost fallen for them sometimes. It'll be like, you get an email from Kohl's or someplace you shop, someplace you actually have an account. And it's like, something's wrong with your account. Click on this link. So you click on it, and it goes to Kohl's.com. And so it looks exact. You've shopped on Kohl's.com, and I'm not slamming Kohl's. Kohl's
right.
is awesome.
Just using an example. Yeah.
You go to it, and you're like, oh my God. And then it says, enter your credit card number. And you're like, oh
man,
crap. But
no.
You're not. If you look up in the corner, it's Kohls.
Yes.
Or it's Kohis, and you don't realize that I's not an L, and you just, and it looks so much like the site that you're like, oh, social security number? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh my God, even if I'm on my own bank site and they ask me my social again, I'm like, no.
You don't?
I don't. That anytime someone asks me for that, I'm like, I know you're full of crap. Even if
Will
it's
you
my
give
own
the last four?
Yeah, reluctantly, but still.
Wow, you
I
are
don't
paranoid,
trust,
but that
I
would
know.
Keep you from getting scammed.
Yeah, because I got something in the mail from Chase NA. From the address that Chase is supposed to be from, and in the very, very small print, not affiliated with actual Chase Bank. But it says Chase, so they want you to do all this stuff.
Huh.
I know, bastards.
So that's the thing. I got that one time. I can't remember what it was, but the website, it was some website that had an M in it, and I went to it, looked like their website. God, I can't remember what it was. But if you looked really closely, it was two N's together.
See?
On their site. So when you're just, to the naked eye, you look up, it's like, yeah, it's their website. What? This has got to be real.
Oh, man.
And then once they start getting into the weird questions like, please re-enter your credit card number. It's like, I never gave you that.
See?
So your
credit card number, social security, the second you ask me for it, you're bunk.
So we want to hear when you fell for a scam. Like, or the biggest scam you fell for, or maybe you prevent. We just want to hear scam calls. Maybe you prevented one. I I can tell you, I never fell, and you, I know you fell for it, and I'm not trying to, but you fell for the speaker scam.
I did.
In the parking lot.
That was around 15, 20 years ago, I think.
And that scam hasn't changed. I told you, I pulled into a store parking lot.
Oh, a theater system.
Yes, they pulled. Hey, you like home theaters? I'm like, yes, I do. And I'm like, I'm engaging the scammers. Why? You don't want to skate. I ended up like, man, warehouse just up the street. Which street? There's not a warehouse up the street. What are you talking about? I'm in Commerce City. There's no warehouse up the, no. Whatever, no. You're lying. But, and they pull out a speaker that's gorgeous.
Yeah, just pristine. It's glowing.
Just like this one in the box. It's like, can you open the box? No, man. We got to leave a mint in box in case somebody wants the packaging.
It's is kind of plausible.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And you take them home and it you at least got a speaker.
I did. It was the beautiful speaker. It's just that some of the innards, apparently there was a cinder block in there.
Yes, it was just the guts were
They still work though.
They put out sound?
They did put out sound.
So you didn't get complete, because a lot of people end up just getting the cinder blocks.
And I actually got ones that had sound to the point where I actually traded them to an ex-girlfriend. I traded her Dinette set for these speakers.
So
they lasted long enough. I re-scammed, yes. I did. I turned around.
All right, extra points if you re-scammed.
Yes.
I spent $20 once on 4 reports on how to make $1 million.
On 4, what's
there was it? It was like, if you spend $20... we'll send you 4 reports on how to make $1 million.
And what did they send?
So you had to send $5 to each of the 4 people to get the thing, and that was your total of 20.
What did you get? What did they send you?
First report was like, find somebody who wants to buy the 4 reports. Second report was like, ask them for $5. Third report was like, send them these 4 reports.
That's awesome.
Or send them whichever one. And then, it was total multi-level marketing.
That was beautiful.
So you put these in laundromats and other places where you think there'll be people dumb like you. Okay. But it only cost me 20. You got in deeper.
I know.
You got into a multi-level marketing that cost you hundreds.
Oh, you remember that? When I was living up in small town Wyoming, a buddy came to me and said, hey, if you get $200, if you give it
there
to me.
There it is.
Yeah, it was the whole pyramid thing. So I bought in my girlfriend, I bought in me, and I was literally, we were the last 2 to buy in because next day, blazing across front page of the paper, big, huge scam, pyramid scam broken up.
Were you the long distance one?
I was, no, uh-uh.
Yeah,
you did that?
No, my ex-wife, her mom was in it, and she tried to get us under, and I was like, nope.
Oh, okay, no, this was just in the town, and everyone just got blown up except for me, so.
Well, because you were on the bottom.
I was the bottom guy.
Yeah, I just lost $400. You don't have to put me in jail.
Exactly.
I'll just be the village idiot. I got some cool speakers if you guys want to
exactly.
Come over and listen. All right, what have you fallen for? What scam did you fall prey to? Katrina?
Yai.
Scammed.
So I was trying to sell my old car and put it on Craigslist. And essentially one of the people was like, hey, I'm interested in your car. I'll buy it for $300. It was a junker. I was going to toss it anyways. $300 had been my best offer, which was probably actually out of its asking price. Anyways, he's like, I'm going to send you a check for $3,000. Just take your side of it and then just send the rest of it through a money order to this guy. And I was like, okay, sure. So I put it in my account. I didn't wait for the check to cash either. I just trusted him. And I went to Western Union, made a money order, sent it over to him. Then I got a call from my bank saying that was, a fake check. And I lost $1,200 from it.
Oh, Katrina.
You lost $1,200 and did you lose the car?
No. So they at least didn't have my address at the time because he said a big trailer was going to come pick up various things throughout Colorado and the car.
Oh, wow. So you only lost the $1,200. I guess you got off a little lighter.
Yeah, less
if you lost the car and the...
I know.
Never refund money the difference. Pay me in cash or a cashier's check or don't. Oh, sorry about that, Katrina.
Yeah, that's...
Marissa?
Hi.
Scammed.
So I was looking for support through Amazon.com and just looked up the support number. And I obviously got the wrong number. And they ended up logging into my computer, taking all of my bank account information. And
how much did you lose?
I lost about $2,000. But luckily, my bank was like, hey, they called me up and They're like, hey, did you just try to do a wire transfer for...
No!
I was like, nope, wow. That wasn't me.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, dude, they're getting so good that they make their website look so much like what you, that if you're used to, it was Netflix was one of them that got me. Because, dude, they were like, we need your login information again. And I was like, okay. And I go to it. I mean, it looks the same movies are up and you're like, oh, okay. It's got to be Netflix. And it's put your credit card. And I'm like, my kids want to watch it. We need your credit card information. I start typing. I'm like,
wait a minute.
Nicole?
Hi, yay.
Yay.
Scammed.
All right, so this isn't about me. It's about my uncle, but he was convinced that he was in a relationship with a lady across the country online.
Oh, jeez.
And she convinced him to send her money 3 times so she could get a plane ticket to go visit him.
Oh, my God.
Why do you send it 3 times? If you send the money and she doesn't come, it's like, what'd you do with the money? Like,
so he's mentally handicapped.
Oh,
which just makes it the worst part. Yeah. So then she always had an excuse why she didn't show up. But finally, she wanted him to come visit her, and he spent his last $500 to go fly across the country, and she wasn't there to pick him up at the airport, and he was stranded there.
How much did he lose total? Jeez. Do you know?
Over $2,000.
Dang it. So now he's stranded by himself.
Yes.
He's mentally handy. Oh,
that's,
man.
I hate people. I hate scammers. Thank you, Nicole. Tasha?
Yay.
Yay. Scammed.
Well, my mom got scammed.
Oh,
she got a fishy email from PayPal UK. So she Googled Google tech support and got connected with some people that were more than happy to remote into her computer and help her set up a wire transfer to pay them for all of their assistance.
How much?
Luckily, it was only $500. I was able to catch it that night, but she called them saying that she thought that they were real, and they called back asking why they didn't pay because was she not satisfied with their work?
But they have access.
Yes.
I mean, once they're in, I don't know. Like, you got to just nuke everything on your computer.
You have to.
Oh, my God. People, beware.
Right.
Amber?
Yay.
Yay.
Scammed.
So my dad got sucked into one of those real estate seminars.
Oh, no.
And they make it seem like you have to be accepted into the program, and then you pay the $37,000, but you
He got duped out of that much?
Well, it was $14,000 that he had to put down, and I called and harassed him so much before he was supposed to fly out to Malibu to do the other seminar to get you involved in the program. I called and harassed him so much that I made them deny him into the program because I was like, there's no way this is real. And it was like a Fortune 500.com, and like it was awful. But they denied him and they gave him his money back, thank goodness.
Wow.
They have like okay ratings by some people's standards.
But $37,000. He's lucky to have a daughter
big
like
time.
You.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.